We are holding by the Mishnah Daf Yutes Amar Aleph. Mishnah says, Yotzei Doifin, if a behemoth comes out through the side, not through the womb, and then Babu Achro, the next one that comes out after, the second kid that comes out after it, even though that comes out through the Rechem, so what's the luck of these two animals that came out first? So Rabbi Tafanayma Shneim Yirorish Yisovu. Both of them as a sultan, maybe they're a Bechor, and then both of them you have to wait until leave in the field, until it becomes a Bamum, and the Yochel Bamum will buy them. So buy them, the owner has right heated when it becomes a Bamum, but before that, it's a sultan Bechor on them. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says no. Shneim Einem Bechor. Both of these do not have a Lacha Bechor on them. Why Horishim? Again, the first one that came out of the mother came out through a Yaitse Dyson, came out through the side, not through the womb. So Horishim of Nei Shaina Petrechem. One of the lochas of a Bechor is only that comes out through the Rechem. It is not called coming out through the Rechem, therefore the first one has no Kedushas Bechor on it. The Ashaina, the second one that came out after, the next kid this Apora, let's say, had, which came out through the Rechem, the Ashaina Mephnei Shekod Mu'achar, it's not the first one that's born. The Apora gave birth already before to a Zohar. So the second one now is not a Bechor. That's a lochas of Kiva. A Bechor has to be both. It's the first one coming out, and it has to be a Petah Rechem. Here, the first one was not a Petah Rechem, and the second one is not the first one, therefore it's not called a Bechor. The Mor says, the Mike Lipik was the Machloikas of Yitalian, Rabbi Tarfin, Misafkalei, Bechor, Ledover Echod, Ihevi Bechor, Iloh, Ihevi Bechor. Rabbi Tarfin has a philosophic, like each one of these have a look like a Bechor in one halacha, but not a complete Bechor. The first one here, even though it's a Yotze Dofen, didn't come out of the Rechem, but our Kofonim is the first one to be born. And the second one, even though it's not the first one to be born, but it's the first one of the Petah Rechem. So Mitzadech means it has one thing to give it a Shein Bechor, Shabtafen is Mesutik, if that's enough to give it a Din Bechor on it. Therefore, each one has a Sotah Bechor on them, and therefore it's Yiroi at Yisrael. Rebbe Kivald no Pshitalei. That Bechor, Ledover Echad, Lehevi Bechor, that's not called a Bechor. A Bechor has to be a complete Bechor, the firstborn, and a Petah Rechem. Now the Gemara says, Tan Rabban, what is this? There's a klal of, the loch of Miklal HaTzorach LaPrat, or Miprat HaTzorach LaKlal. That even though usually we have a klal and a prat, and if the Torah says one thing, a klal, a general rule, and then the Torah says a prat. So we say, why does the Torah say the prat? To teach us that Ein Bechal Elamash of a prat. That the Ikr is only what the Prat is and not the Klal at all. But now there's another case, and that's called a Klal that Tzorach LaPrat, meaning if Torah would have just said the Klal, we would not know what it means. The Prat comes to explain the Klal. So in such a case, that's not called the Prat or Klal. That's called still like the Lech of a Klal. It's only the Prat here is coming to explain what the Klal means. And the other way also, only Prat at Tzorach LaKlal, certain times there's a Prat here, we do not know what it means. You need the klal to explain it, what it means. So these two cases are not the general halacha of a klal of prat, but it's something new, and it does not have a halacha like a klal of prat. Case said, where is there such a case like this? Tayukos Bechor. That the Pasuk says, Kadishli ka Bechor. The Torah says, the Ebesha says, Neka Kedusha and all the Bechorim. So for this Pasuk and this klal, Yochel, I would have thought to say, I feel in the cave of a mashmer, even in the cave is also included, it's a klal, called Bechor. Remember, the Pasuk says the word Zohar. So this first part is called the good klal of prat. Out of the klal from Kadosh called Bechor, I would have thought even Zohar and the Kavim. Both. Now when the Torah says the word Zohar, that's the prat. So here we darshan ein bechlal alamash of a prat. You only have Udusha's Bechor on a Zohar on a male and not on a Kavim. Now vaita. Now to go to our locha. Now, e Zohar, the Torah says the word Zohar. Yochor, I would have thought to say, Afilu Yotasa Nekeva Lefanov, even if a Nekeva came before. Because maybe Bechor Zohar means the first male that's being born that has Kedushas Bechor. Maybe that's from the cloud here of Zohar. Which mashma, any Zohar, any firstborn Zohar, has a loch of a Bechor. Maybe even though it had a Nekeva that was born before it. On this time, the Apostle says, no, Prat of Tetarechem. It says the Prat of Tetarechem, no. What's called the Bechor, what's called a Zohar? Not any Zohar, but only a Zohar which is a Petah Rechem, the first one coming out of the mother's womb. So if the mother already gave birth to an Akeva before, and now this is the first Zohar coming out that has no Kedushas Bechor, because that's the Taicha Petah Rechem. Here, this Peterechim, it's not like a klal and a prat. The Zorch is like a klal, and Peterechim is like the prat. But the Peterechim is coming to explain what does the Zorcha mean. The Zorcha means where it's a Peterechim, it's the first one that came out of the Rechim. Now, still, E Peterechim is from this prat of Peterechim. Yochel, I would have thought to say, so, Fidu Yotzrachar Yetzidaifim. Let's say the Purah first had one baby, through a Yetzidaifim came out through the side. Then the second one gave birth to, that was its Peterechim. So I would have thought to say, maybe the second one has a Kedushas Bechor, because the mice it's a Peterechim. But there's no Talmud, the Pasuk says, Bechor, said the Russian before, a cloud of a Bechor. This is called the Prat Hatzarach Leklal. The Prat needs to explain by the Klal that what's called a Bechor that the first one to come out. And even though it says Peterechim, this is the first Peterechim, that's not enough. It also has to be a Peterechim. This is the Pshatak and the Rekiv and the Mishnah, that a Bechor is only both Tanoim, that it had to be a Peterechim and a Bechor, the first one born. Now, Omer Rav Sharbiyo Li Abaya. Rav Sharbiyo said to Abaya, let's see, Reisho Lekinosav La Talmud a Bechor. In the Reish, the first type of a drasha, when it says the word, Zohar, Yochel Afilu Yotzne Kevel Afonu, Talmud, it says the word Peterechim. So the question is, what do we have to have the Pasuk Peterechim? Let it say the word Bechor, that Bechor should be mashmed, had to be the first one born. So in the Reisha does not bring down the word Bechor. Why? So Alma Bechor L'Dover Echod, heavy Bechor, does have to be a Bechor completely, even though in the cable was born before. But since this is the first born Zohar, I would have thought to say that it is called the Bechor. Therefore I need the word of Peterechim. Now let's see, Sefer, the Sefer, Kenosav La Talmud HaBechor. The Sefer though, when we want to know the Suffolk, how do we know that the second Peterechim becomes after Yetzir Daifin? How do we know the second kid has no Gush Bechor? So Dash and Tamlam, it says the word Bechor. What do we see from the word Bechor? Alma Bechor the Dovarechod, the heavy Bechor. We see with Taichov the word Bechor the Dovarechod is not called a Bechor. So Bechor is a stiru like. Does the word Bechor by itself is the Mashmois to say it means a complete Bechor? Both the firstborn and a Peterechim, and maybe no, either one alone is called a Bechor. Which Shachur was saying is the Machlokes to Mishnah between the Mekiva and the Metarfin. So when it says back, Oh Malay. So Abayin says back and no, Oh Malay. Le'olam really Bechor le'dovarechod lo yehavi Bechor. Could be no. The Mashmois of the Pasuk is a Bechor le'dovarechod is not called a Bechor, forget. A Bechor means a complete Bechor. Only le'dovarechod is not called a Bechor. Yeah, so how come in the Reisha we don't bring down the word Bechor? Because for Reisha is like this. This is what the Reisha means to say. E Zohar, the third would have just said the word Zohar. So Yochai, I would have thought to say, Afilu Yaitse Daifin. Even maybe Yaitse Daifin is Zohar that comes up through the side is also called the Bechor. But they have means that's called the complete Bechor though, because it is the firstborn and it's a Zohar. Talmud Lema, this, I need the prophet, set the Rechim to say, no, it has to come out of the Rechim. That's called the Bechor. Rashi explains now, once I know Peterechim, now I know in the case when the cave came out first. And then a Zohar comes out, it has no Kedushas Bechor, because you need a Peterechim also. Then the Reisha, the reason why I didn't bring down the word Bechor, not because the word Bechor doesn't mean a complete Bechor. No, it means a complete Bechor. But as the word Bechor, I would have thought to say if a Zohar is coming out first, a Yetze Daifin, through the side, not through the womb, I would have thought to say that's called a complete Bechor. That's the Kedrush of Peterechim. No, it has to come through the Rechim, and that will come through a Sicilian through the side. That's a biased shot, and that's the Maskon we'll soon see. Ravina says a little different. Ravina Amanol, Yerlam could be maybe Bechor, Ledovarechod, heavy Bechor. As the Yetzim word from the Taitch of Bechor could be Bechor, Ledovarechod, is also called the Bechor. And if so, the Sefer, why does the Sefer bring down the word Bechor? Hokikom, this is what the Sefer means to say. That if you tell me and think. That Yotzaach Yotzei Daifin Kaddish, that the Zohar comes out after, where the first one came out through the Syrian through the side. The second one comes out through the Peterechim. If you tell me that's called the Bechor, if so, then Bechor, the Kosar Rachman Alomali. Why does the Torah have to write the extra word Bechor? It's extra. You don't need the word Bechor. And now Rashi says that these Sagadarta, Bechor, the Kosar Rachman, the Mashmashe, Bechor, the Mikfas, is enough to be a Mikfas of Bechor. Is so lomely lakosta, what do you have to write it for? Lomely, Lifter, let's supposed to just say Petach Chamor and Zorchot Tatsish. Lifter, be quiet. If so, it's an extra word, Bechot Pishos, not because that's the Mashmoyis of the word Bechor, but since it's an extra word, therefore I say you have to be a Bechor completely. Samor says, Ilamute Heicha Diyotzne Kev Lefonim. If you more fairly to tell us, when a cave came out first, and then the second one is a Zohar, I would have thought they said maybe he's the first Zohar. Samor says, no. Mipeterechem Nafka, from the word Peterechem I know this. Elish Ramin, isn't this the proof that Bechor, the reason what the Torah says the extra word Bechor in the Pasuk is, Lamute comes to exclude Heicha Diyotza Acha Yetzir Daifin. In the case where the first kid came out through a Caesarean, and then the second kid comes out through a Peterechem, which I would have thought to say that's called a good Peterechem, maybe the Gdushas Bechor. Kamash on the Pasuk, the extra word Bechor, no, he's not called the firstborn. But Rashi speaks out really so far, both according to Abai and according to Ravina, they both have the same halacha. Like Rav Kiva in the Mishnah, it has to be a complete Bechor. It's only Shal that we know from the Mashmoyis of the word Bechor, or from the extra word Bechor. Now the Gemara says no. Oh, Malay Ravacha Midiftla Ravina. Ravacha Midiftla, he asked the question on Ravina, that E Sakadai didn't tell me, and think E Sakadai Tuch, that Bechor Ladover Echot. Heavy Bechor, or Bechor for one thing, Tak is called a Bechor. If so, Tenech, that's good. Heicha Diyotze Zochom, where a Zochom came out first. Diyotze Zochom Yotze Deifen, where first the Zochom came out through the side. And then the Zochom Dorech Rechem, and then the second kid, the second Zochom comes out through the Peter Rechem. That's the extra word, Zabachor, the Lord Kaddish. That I understand. The Yemayit Leidim of Bechor, the Bechor Lerachma Miko, Bechor the Zchorim Lekin. In such a case, is a Miyit. Because even though this kid is a Zohar, is a Bechor Lerechem, but since it was already a Zohar, came out before, he's not the first Zohar, therefore he's not called a Bechor. But Elabo, what's going to be in the case? Heicha Diyotasa Nekeva Derech Doifen. What's going to be in the case where the first kid that came out through a Caesarean was a Nekeva, not a Zohar? And then the second one coming out, the Zohar Derech Rechem, then the second one came out, Taka through the womb. But that came out to be a Zohar. So in such a case, Liktosh, here I would think to say, it should have a Kedushas Bechor. Why? To Ika Bechor Lizchorim, because the Mice, it's a Bechor for Zechorim, is the first Zohar, the first male to come out. And also Bechor Lerechem. It's also considered a Peter Rechem, is the first one to come out with a Rechem. See, if you told me, like Ravina, that I only use it from an extra word of Bechor, but not that the Mashmois itself means a Bechor Lechodavor, so Avakasha, from the extra word Bechor, that's only coming to my mind in the case where the Yetzir Daifin was a Zohar. And then another Zohar comes out. But in the case like we're asking now, where the Yetzir Daifin, the first one, was in the Keva, and the second one comes out from the Peter Rechem as a Zohar, thereby I would think to say it's a good Bechor, because the Mice, it's a Bechor for Zohar and a Bechor for Peter Rechem. So have no Mitakru, and Avad is not true, Avad according to the Kiva, you have to be a Bechor Lechol Dover. So that can be Pshat. In Rabbi Kiva, someone says, "True, Elo Machvata Kedabai." Let's come on the way Abai learns. The Ravada the Pshat is from the Mashmoy, so the word itself, Bechor, we hold means of Bechor Lechodover. A Bechor Lechodover means he has to be the first one, a Zohar, a Peterechem. That has Kedushas Bechor. But any time he's not the first one, no matter what happened, whether when the Kiva came out through Yetzer Defen first, that's not called the Bechor. So it's like Rashi, Elo Machvata Kedabai. Therefore, everything is a mayit. And that's trying to keep in the Mishnah. That's where we hold of the Chor is only the first one that comes out through a Peterechem if it's a Zohar. Anything else that comes out before that makes it true that there's no more Kedushas Bechor anymore. Now the Mishnah says, Halakeach Behemim Mino Bikichovim. If somebody buys a Behemim off a Goy. Halakech behemim min avikichovim v'yeinu yedei, you do not know in bichrim lo bichri, do not know whether it gave birth already or not. Has your buying the behemim off a goy, and now when you have it, it gives birth by you, so you have a suffer now, it gives birth to a zachar, so you're not sure is this the first one it gave, is the first peterechem or not. So lochra is like this. Reb Yishmael says, eis, if you buy a goat off a goy v'ashenoso, if it's only 1 year old and it gives birth by you during its first year or before it's 1 year old, then you should know vada l'koyin for sure that this kid is a Bechor. because if the eighth gave birth already once this year, would not give birth a second time this year. So if by you it gave birth the first time, it gave birth by you during its first year, for sure this is the Bechor, and therefore it's Vadi L'Kayim. Mikan Biel, let's say after a year old, then it gives birth, Sofik, then it's a Sofik, whether this is the Bechor or not. So, Min HaSofik, we'll see later, Mestomi, it's Yeruah Shistoivu, you have to wait till it becomes a Balmum, and then the Balmum is not eat it, Bamumai. Rashi says, Sofik, Yeruah, V'yoch, Bamumai, the Balmum, right. What's going to be Rochel? Let's say you bought a sheep, you bought a lamb, not a goat, but you bought a sheep, you bought a lamb off the guy. And then the Bashtayim, if it gave birth within the first 2 years, before it's 2 years old by you, then Vadi L'Kayin, for sure, that's because the first one it gave birth. Here it takes longer for it to give birth by Rochel. So if it would have given birth already by the guy, it wouldn't have given birth a second time by you, since it gives birth by you now before it's 2 years old. That's approved as the first one, and if it's a Zohar, a Peter Rechem, it's Vadi L'Kayin. Mikan Biel, if it gives birth by you after it's 2 years old, again, then it's a Sofik, whether it's a Bechor or not. So again, you have to wait till it becomes a Balmum, and then the Balmum can eat it. What's going to be Poro V'Chamor? Let's say you buy a Poro, a cow, or you buy a Chamor, a donkey off the guy. Now, B'nois Sholosh, if it's less than 3, within the first 3 years, it gives birth by you. So Vadi L'Kayin, for sure that's a Kayin. It's a Badi Bechor, you give it to the Kayin. Mikan V'Elech, if it gives birth by you after it's 3 years old, then the Locher is Sofik. It's a Sofik whether it's a Bechor or not. That's Locher, you're right. She's starting with Be'echel L'Bailim B'Mumay. Oh, Malay Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva says back. And Rashi says what? Sofik Shapet HaChemor, Mafresh Tleh B'Liyatzmo. You have to be Mafresh Tleh, but you have right to keep it. We have before, take off the Yisra Shemoy, then you have right to use it. This is the Pshat in Rabbi Yishmael. Now, oh my Lord, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva, this is about Rabbi Yishmael. Eilu bevlad bilvada b'heimu nefteres k'divarechom. It would be true that the only thing that makes it like ois b'chor would be a vlad if it gave birth once. And now the second time, the birth is not a b'chor. So true, then you'd be right. That if it gives birth within the first year, for sure it did not give birth before, and therefore it's a Bechor. Elo, but Rebbe Kiva says like this, Omru was said that Simen Havlad Behema Daka Tinuf. It means by Behema Daka, let's say by a sheep, or by these goats, so if it let out some dirty blood, Tinuf, that's also a Simen to say that it had a kid, and the kid was Nimuach. And that also papas from Bechor, that the next one that's born is not called the Bechor anymore. So if this happened during the first year, it's still possible to give birth to another one during the first year. So therefore, it's not enough to say that it gives birth now during the first year to say for sure it's a Bechor, because maybe some tinuf, means like some dirty blood came out before from the Rechem, which was a vlad, which was nimuach, the dissolved. Uva gasa, by behema gasa, by poro, by a chamor, shilya. If the placenta comes out from the womb, that's also proof to say that there was a vlad there and something happened to it. But I call upon him, that would pop that the next one that comes out is not called a Bechor. The same thing of Isha, when a lady gives birth. Shafir, Vishulya, when she gives birth to the placenta comes out. Or else the Shvir, that's the skin of the kid itself. You know, you don't see a body there, you just see the skin coming out. That's also a symbol to say that really she was pregnant and she had a miscarriage. Yeah, that makes it that the second one that comes out is not called the Bechor anymore. See, if so, according to Rabbi Kiva, we can never tell for sure if this one coming out now, when you buy a behemoth or a goy, if it's really Bechor or not. So therefore, he says like this, Rabbi Kiva, this is the general rule. Kol she yidu asher bichro, if you know for sure, you trust the goy tells you or there's proof that the poro already gave birth already once. So now, ain kama kain klum, pshita, when you buy it, then it gives birth by you. Pshita is the second one, it's not no kedushas bechor. You don't have to give anything to the kain. But v'chol shalai bichro, if you know for sure that the animal did not give birth yet, and this is the first one, so raise the kain, then it goes to the kain, it's regular bechor. But v'yim sofik, let's say you do not know, so you have a doubt whether this is the first one, this is the bechor or not, so l'achariz yoicho b'mum alabailim. The Bailam have a right to keep it. Because because of the Easter Shaboy, you have to wait till it becomes a Balmum. So once it's a Balmum, it has no Gushas Aguf anymore, then even the Kohen would have been allowed to eat it. Shows if it's a vade b'chor, there's a mitzvah nesina to give to the kohen. Now, if it's a safek b'chor, the Yisrael, the owner, has a right to keep it after din of a moitzah mechaveroi all over Raya. So, according to Rabbi Kiva, there's no proof to say throughout the first year that it's a vade b'chor, it always remains a safek b'chor. Hedigmar says, Mikan v'yelich, even according to Rabbi Shmuel, if it gives birth after 1 year by an aze, what do you say, safek? It's a safek if it's a b'chor or not. The question is why the Gemara says, "Am I Sophic? Hola chacha roiv behemus. Why don't you go bust a roiv? You bought this aze, you bought this goat off a guy that's a year old already. So who is to go bust a roiv and say that roiv behemus, the majority of behemus in the world, is misabreis for yoldus protection osan? Most behemus gave birth throughout its first year old. So therefore, if you bought it after a year old and now it gave birth by you, like for sure we should say it's not a bechor." For sure, gave birth already once, and that's the crowd. Holchamacha roiv. So, what is the Mishnah say according to Rabbi Shmuel? It's a sofik. Why is it a sofik? It should be vaday a chulin. The Gemara says, "Vaha vaday meled oled." We should say because of the roiv that this animal for sure gave birth already, and if so, it should have no kedusha b'chor, not even in a sofik. So, the Gemara says, "The chur leima." Like, do we have to say leima? Let's say that Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Meir, Sirile. That Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rabbi Meir Shita, that Rabbi Meir holds the Chayshin Lemute. So we have to be Choshev to be afraid about the Miyut, even though there's the Klal of Roiv, still Rabbi Meir is Choshev Lemute. And this we'll see whether the Shalim with the Rabbonim is Choshev Lemute, or whether it's only Midiraisi is saying when you have a Smirch Mutla Chasaka, this we'll see. But I call upon Rabbi Meir Shita is that you don't use a Roiv, that you have to be Choshev for the Miyut. So that's why Rabbi Shmuel also, even though Roiv Baim has gave birth already, but you have to be afraid that maybe the minority that did not give birth, so therefore the Yisurim, you have to go to Chumah to say maybe still the Sofik Bechor. And Churat Lodokha, because we don't hold like Rameh, Rameh is a Daf Yochit. Samara says, no, you don't have to say like this. It could be that Afilu Temer Rabbonin, even if you want to say that Rabbi Yishmol holds like the Rabbonin Shita, that usually you do go Basar Roiv. But I tell you, Rabbi Yishmol holds like this in the Rabbonin, that Ki Azli Basar Ruba. When do the Rabbanim say you go bust the roiv? Garuba the Issa Kamon. There are two types of roiv. There's a roiv the Issa Kamon that's in front of us, and a ruba the lesser Kamon that's not in front of us. So when do the Rabbanim say we go bust the roiv? Hokamacha roiv. That's by ruba the Issa Kamon that's in front of us. What's the case of a roiv that's in front of us? It's going to the case of Tisha Chanuyas, where you have 9 butcher stores selling kosher meat, and 1 butcher store sells trefa meat in the city. And if you find a piece of meat outside in the street, so we say, Holchamacha Roiv, that this piece of meat came from the Roiv stores, which are kosher, you have a right to say the meat is kosher. That's when you go bust the Roiv. That's called Ruba the Issa Kamon, that all 10 stores are here in front of us. Or else the case of a Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin also, you have to have a psak of 23. Let's say you have 12 paskin one way and 11 paskin the other way. So you say the psak comes out from the Roiv. But the mice, all 23 people are here. The Rashi says of the Sanhedrin, we're going Shnei Mosa Mazak in 12 states, he's okay, he's potter. The Yechad Osa Machayavim, 11 states Chayiv. The Locher Zaki remains Zakai. That's the Klal you go bust a roiv. So these two cases are called Rubu the Issa Kamon. Alba, but in the case like an Amishnah of Rubu the Issa Kamon, it's down in front of us. Lo Yazi Rabbana Bas Ruba. Maybe the other Rabbana did not go bust a roiv. Smurah says it's not true. The Yokot and the Ketan, a case of a kid and a girl. The Ruba the Lesser Kamon will soon say this is a case of Ruba the Lesser Kamon. So they go boss Umdana, the way Roiv boys are, the way Roiv girls are in the world, even though they're not in front of us. And still we go boss the Roiv. Look, as the Rabbana boss Ruba, that's not one like this. The Moron Yivom is that Kotan and Ketan. Let's say the case of the Kotan, again, where the husband dies. And the brother is alive, and they don't have any children, so the mitzvah yibum. So katan uktana, where the brother alive now is a katan, or else where the yivoma she is a katana. So lachos in both these two cases loicholtzim loy miyavnu divur Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds in such a case, there's no mitzvah chalitza. They can't do chalitza, and they can't do mitzvah yibum either. Now omru loy sechom says back to Rabbi Meir like this. Your format is good that you said Shein Chotzen. We can't have the Mitzvah Chalitza done. If the Yavam is the Katano, or if the Yavam is the Katan, there's no Mitzvah Chalitza. They can't do yet the Mitzvah Chalitza. Why not? ish cause of a parsha. It says in the word ish, the post says the word ish. Oh, makshinim ish al ish, makish ish al ish. Just like the man to do the chalitz has to be an ish, has to be a gadol, who then the ish also has to be gadolah. So by a kot noktana, there's no mitzvah chalitz. Very good. But ma tamein miyavma, the chum argue and remain say, what's the reason why he said there's no mitzvah yibum? Why not let there be a mitzvah yibum? You don't have to be a gadol, you don't have to have das to do mitzvah yibum. So even the kotan should be able to do the mitzvah yibum. Let him live with the yivama. Omel hem, so remain answer back and says like this, no. Kotan, the reason why if the yavim is a kotan, we do not let him make yibum. He can't be boil his yivama, his brother's wife, because we have to be afraid. Shema yim tsasaris. Maybe this kotan, when he grows up, will be a source, will be a person that cannot have kids. And if so, there's no mitzvah yibum then. The whole mitzvah yibum is lachem zera liyachiv. You have to have children for your brother's sake, like. But in the case with the yavam, the zohar, if he's a tsaris, there's no mitzvah yibum. There's no mitzvah yibum. He's being pagaya with an issa erev aveshasach. Therefore, it may hold. We do not let him do the yibum until he grows old. Let's see if it's really a tzaras or not. And the same thing with ketana. When the tzata said that the yavam is the ketana, even though the yavam, the brother is a godom, still we do not let him make mitzvah yibum. Why? Because for may hold, we have to be afraid of the muta shema tim silenus. Maybe this yavam will grow up and be an idleness. Then also means she cannot have children. And if so, there's no mitzvah yibum, and v'nimtzu, it comes out that poigim b'erva, they're both being pogay in the erva v'eshesach. That's the reason of Rav Meir that he says chashin lemutai, that we do not let a katan or katana do the mitzvah yibum. For Rabbonin, what's the Rabbonin answer back? What do they argue? For Rabbonin, they say no, zil basaruba, let's go basarayv, aruba de lesser, come on. Now, ketanim, go basarayv of ketanim, and v'rayv ketanim last risaninu. Most kids are not eventually going to be a saurus. Most kids are going to grow up and be healthy kids. They'll be able to have children. If you have read this story right now, this cotton is basar, is part of the rave, and therefore we let him do mitzvah yibum. And the same thing, zil basar ketanus. Go basar rave ketanus. For rave ketanus, what's the majority of the ketanus in the world? Lav idleness ninu. They're not on idleness ninu. So the rabbanim say we go basar rave, and we're not chashin lemutei, even by Yeruba the lesser kamon. So about the kasha and our mishnah according to Rabbi Shmuel. What does Rabbi Shmuel say? The mekan belech is a sofet bechor. For our kasha is why is the sofet bechor? Go both the roy beimus ayoldois petach shenosan. And therefore, after the first year, it should be like a vade, not a bechor. So what's showing Rabbi Shmuel that he says it's like a sofik? So Mor says enechnami. Hello, Marav. Rav is what you have to say is. Machvat, you have to come after the first terrorist. The real terrorist that we said was that Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Meir Srilai, that Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rabbi Meir Shita, that he holds Chashin Lemutei, that you have to be Chashin Lemutei. So therefore, here we hold that we do not, therefore, here Minasafik, there's still a mitzvah, there's still a Bechor, there's still a Kedushas Bechor Minasafik. Now, Tay speaks out here, Machvat, to Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Meir Srilai, the Chashin Lemutei, Omitam Smoich Muta. With some of this miyat, the shame is avarice. There is a miyat, the minority of behemoths that did not give birth the first year. So we take this miyat, we connect it with leches, with lechazoko, the becheska shlo yoda. That when the behemoth was born, it didn't give birth yet. Sounds like a cheska sagufta said, did not give birth yet. And therefore, v'yisrael le'ruba. Therefore, this roy behemoth yoda is a reyesa. Now, tell you something, sir, because of this, Ein lechosh v'vade b'chor, we do not say it's sitter the v'vade b'chor. Lehevi el apalga paga, it only remains in Moses, palga paga. Yom HaBresh Perek Basel Divamis. V'shem HaRachti. V'kopon HaMash Mesoni Yisofik. That's all, not more than a Yisofik. Havad, even if Yot Chashin Om Yutei, it's mech mit lechazok, it does not make it into a v'adai, but Adrav, it only keeps it for Yisofik. Therefore, Mishmol says, Mekan v'elech, you have a Yisofik, whether it's a b'chor or not. All right, we'll stop here.